It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got hitched in a surprise wedding after the Billboard Music Awards in L.A. last night. The couple got marriage licenses, I guess, earlier in the day. Diplo posted footage of the wedding in his Instagram story, which showed that Sophie walked down the aisle as country music duo Dan and Shay performed an acoustic version of their song Speechless. The Jonas Brothers and the Game of Thrones actress announced their engagement. The Jonas Brothers singer and Game of Thrones actress announced their engagement in October of 2017. The Jonas Brothers also yesterday announced a headlining North American tour. The 40 City Happiness begins August 7th, and then they're going to be in Indy and Houston in September. Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw are going to open for them on the whole tour, and tickets go on sale for the general public on Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. local time. The trio will also release their new album, Happiness Begins, on June 7th. Justin Bieber is speaking out after Eminem criticized up-and-coming rappers. Justin said that Eminem doesn't understand rap's new generation. Eminem not only made comments about other rappers, but also called them out for some mumbling when they rap in his song The Ringer, which has been out now for months. He said, I heard your mumbling, but it's jumbled in mumbo jumbo. The era that I'm from will pummel you. That's what it's coming to. So Justin Bieber fired back and said, I just like M's flow, but I don't like that he's dissing new rappers. I like the new generation of rap. He just doesn't understand it.
I hope Eminem goes after Bieber now. That would be the greatest thing of my life.
As soon as he posted that yesterday on his story, I knew that Eminem would. Like, he's going to have a whole song roasting Bieber now.
And then Liv will defend Bieber to the death.
Sarah Gilbert announced nearly a month ago that she would be leaving her spot on The Talk, and now Marie Osmond has been revealed as her replacement. Sources say, though, that there is a little drama about the decision, with some of the younger women wanting Sarah's replacement to be someone younger and edgier. However, when Marie Osmond guest hosted on The Talk before, ratings spiked. So I guess they're like, ooh, people like her, we're going to keep her. And Halle Berry revealed to Entertainment Tonight and current co-star Keanu Reeves that she turned down the Sandra Bullock role in the movie Speed.
Have you guys worked together in the past?
No.
We almost did.
Where?
I was offered Speed before Sandra Bullock.
Wait, okay, well, first of all, what's going on with her voice?
I don't know.
Poor Halle Berry, don't make her talk.
Really?
I stupidly said no.
Stay on or get off!
But in my defense, when I read the script, the bus didn't leave the parking lot.
This is not a very good plan.
And I was like, no. And then I see the movie and I'm like,
I think her voice, she must be losing her voice or something.
And they're like, hey, no, Halle Berry, keep on talking. You look good on film.
Yeah, sounds about right. And coming up in less than an hour, did Taylor Swift copy Beyonce with her Billboard Music Awards performance last night?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.